Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. I don't know how you can be anything other than supremely confident right now in this team. I have a question for you pertaining to that confidence. It might get wild here. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me give you the phone number first, because I want to hear from you after the Royals put together an absolutely perfect homestand. The only way a six-game homestand is better than this is if you shut the opponent out in six straight games. Now, that's unrealistic. And listen, talking about perfection in any facets inside a baseball stand, it's hard to talk. It's hard to use the word perfect. It's hard to talk about perfection in baseball. But that was perfection. Royals win 8-3, a six straight victory, a 6-0 homestand. The team hasn't trailed since last Wednesday. They don't play again until Friday. It's going to be 9 days before this team looks up at the scoreboard and sees themselves possibly trailing. The phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We got to talk about Cole Reagans and Michael Garcia. There's so much to touch on. But you know that feeling that you have Sunday mornings? Any Sunday morning. Super Bowl Sunday, week 1, week 15. You put on your Mahomes jersey, Kelce jersey, Chris Jones jersey, whatever. That confidence that you feel knowing that you have the best player on the planet. I don't care who is on the other sideline. We have 15. We have 87, 95, and Andy Reid. Let's dance. You know that confidence? Of course you know that confidence. How far off is the confidence you're feeling with this team right now? Now, I understand it's probably short of how you feel on those Sunday mornings, because Patrick Mahomes has been fitted for a third Super Bowl ring. I understand it all. But ladies and gentlemen, this team has won 6 in a row. 13 games above 500. The fourth best run differential in Major League Baseball. They haven't trailed since last Wednesday. And Seth Lugo pitches in their next game. They've won 6 in a row, and now they hand the ball to the guy that leads the American League in innings pitched and has the lowest ERA. I'm not saying you need to make your plans for the World Series. We've all learned what a crapshoot October can be. I'm just talking about confidence. The confidence that comes with having one of the three, four best rotations in Major League Baseball. One of the three best defenses. One of the five best base running unit teams. And normally we stop there, right? Normally we talk about pitching, defense, and team speed. You've seen what this offense has been doing, right? You've seen Nelson Velasquez get nice with his second home run in five games. You've seen what Michael Massey's been doing in the five spot, protecting Salvi in the cleanup spot. You know all about Salvi and Bobby, Vinny, and Michael Garcia. Well, this Royals offense, don't look now, but they're top 10 in Major League Baseball in OPS. They're top 5 in extra base hits. So I ask you, how can you be anything but confident? And not just, yeah, I believe we have a chance to win. I'm talking about the type of confidence that you have Sunday mornings, where you're asking for the big dogs. Yeah, bring it on, Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Come on, Josh Allen. Come, we'll go there. You can come here. We just want to dance. Don't you feel the same about Lugo, Reagans, Waka, Marsh, and Brady Singer? MVP candidates in the lineup with Bobby and Salvi. A defense that makes all the routine plays and occasionally the spectacular play. Bring them on. Cleveland, I understand you haven't seen Cleveland at all this season. They too are winners of six straight. No, you haven't gained any ground on the Guardians in the American League Central after this perfect homestand. But are you afraid? You scared of seeing Jose Ramirez with his George Jefferson walk strolling into Kauffman Stadium? I'm not. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, bring them. You have Tyler Glasnow, Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts. We're waiting. Because when you have the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball, it levels every playing field. It is the great equalizer. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 8-3 Royals victory are presented by our good friends at Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Shannon in Olathe, you're going to hit leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Vern?
It's great.
That was a heck of a game. I got to tell you, I've been watching them for over a decade, and I got to say, the end of this homestand really kind of brought me that feeling that we had back in 14 and 15, that, you know, you walk into the ballpark and you expect to win, and it's a really, really nice feeling. It was just an overall great day for a ball game, no clouds in the sky, it wasn't too hot, nice breeze. I really love this team, and I feel that it's going somewhere. My question for you is, I know everything's kind of firing all cylinders right now, but do you think that there's any sort of trade deadline move that the Royals could make that could really put a stamp on this season? Thanks very much, Vern. Appreciate it.
No question. Yeah. And the thing is, what the Royals will likely be interested in at the end of July are the easiest things to find. Relief pitching and sluggers. They're going to be everywhere at the deadline. The hardest thing to find is starting pitching. And as of now, knock on wood, the Royals are very much good on that front. Royals starting pitching spun its 26th quality start today. It's more than half the games. Collectively, they have an ERA of 3.03, fourth lowest in the sport. And they've logged the second most innings in Major League Baseball. How about Cole Reagans today? Came into this one as the guy that has the fourth best odds to win the American League Cy Young Award, even though he's already outdueled Corbin Burns, who had the second best odds. And today he was going up against Tarek Skubal of the Tigers, who has the shortest odds, the best odds, to take home the American League Cy Young Award. And who walked away looking better today? Who's the best lefty in the American League Central? Right now, the answer is Cole Reagans. Six innings of one-hit baseball, 12 punch-outs, proves his record to 4-3. The Royals tagged Tarek Skubal for four runs and run him out of the game after five. Let's go to Andrew in Kansas City. Andrew, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I want to know your opinion, Vern. Has the pitch count clock improved our pitching more, or has it improved our offense more? I'll take a listen and what you say. But, yeah, this is Lee Andrew, longtime listener. Again, second time out. So
my man,
tell me what you think, Vern.
Yeah, Leandro, I appreciate the phone call. That's a tough one to answer. It certainly improved the product. I would assume it's helped pitching. From everyone that I've spoken with, I can't say man-to-man, Lugo, Waka, Marsh, it's helped every single one of them, but it forces you to get out of your head on the mound. You don't have enough time to beat yourself up or second-guess what the catcher's putting down. You get up there and throw it where he puts the mitt. I think it hurts hitting more than it hurts pitching. You've seen countless hitters, you know, the Nomar Garciaparra, the Lorenzo Cain, they step out and, you know, adjust their batting gloves. But what they're really doing is, what the heck is this guy going to throw me? Oh, my God, I am overmatched right now. So, yeah, if I had to answer that question, I would say it's helped the pitching much more. I think it's actually hurts hitting. Numbers, I guess, would bear that out, right? Batting average, OPS, both are very much down across Major League Baseball. Thank you very much for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals have won 7 in a row here at home, and the record this season, 21-8 at Kauffman Stadium. Nobody in Major League Baseball is protecting their house better than the boys in blue. Well, speaking of the boys in blue, let's head down inside the clubhouse right now and talk with one of these victorious Royals. It's Nelson Velasquez, who runs into his fourth home run of the season. Nelson, the people are fired up, man. Great job out there tonight. How confident is this team right now? Because the fans, they're very confident.
Man, our confidence right now is 1,000%, you know. Same confidence that we have, we want to give that same confidence to the fans. So we all enjoy the game.
Nelson, what does it feel like to not only hit a 430-foot home run, but to do it against one of the best left-handed pitchers in the game? You took Tarek Skubal deep on that 2-1 offering in the fourth inning. How nice did that one feel?
Man, it feels great. It feels great. It's not the first time I faced him. He's a nasty pitcher. He has a hard fastball, great breaking balls. Today I still have my plan. I know he was going to throw that fastball in the zone, so I still have my plan looking at that fastball, and I had the chance to hit it. So it feels amazing, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know, but it was fun to watch. I've never done anything like that, let alone, even if I was Skubal, I don't think I'd be trying to throw it in your kitchen. He comes in, come inside to Nelson Velasquez with a fastball. You're certainly going to pay for that. Well, what did you think of your starting pitcher? How about the day that Cole Reagan's put together?
Man, Cole Reagan is nasty. He's nasty. He can do whatever he wants when he's the mound. So, I mean, when he stays throwing that fastball and that changeup, when he misses it, and then he's caught it with the slider, I think he can do whatever he wants. And, I mean, when he came throwing strike, he can go out there and throw 6-7 innings whenever he wants. So,
you guys are on pace. I don't know if you're aware of this. You guys are on pace right now to win 102 games. I mean, the team lost 106 last year. How does this happen? How did the turnaround happen like this?
Man, you know, everyone staying together and, you know, supporting each other every day. And playing as a family, the 27th inning, I think that's something very important for us. And right now we're just competing out there and never giving up since they put the 27 out there. So I think that confidence that we have right now and everything we have been doing, because we're all together out there and, you know, it's pushing the game and trying to be the best out there.
Yeah, I remember, Freddie Fermin told me a few days ago, you know, all we have to do is be one, right? For 3 hours, be a family, be one out there. We can go our separate ways after the game, but during the game, we got to be a family out there. Are you guys talking playoffs? Are you guys watching the division, seeing what Cleveland's doing?
Yeah, we're watching everything. We're watching everything, but, you know, that's their game. We're playing our game, so we're staying our plan no matter what. We're looking forward when we're facing, and then, you know, the best team, the best who plays the game, that's who wins. So I think right now everything we have been doing is great. We're in a great position right now, and I think if we keep playing like we are doing, like staying together, good thing can happen.
No doubt about it. Nelson, thank you very much for the phone call. Great job out there this afternoon. And safe travels to Tampa and keep beating down these opposition, man.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Nelson Velasquez following the Royals. 8-3 victory as they cap a perfect 6-0 homestand. 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. We'll get back to your calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts. He gets a standing ovation at Kauffman Stadium. Cole Reagans, cold-blooded. 12 strikeouts in 6 shutout innings. What a performance.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Cole Reagan's seventh quality start of the season paces the Royals to an 8-3 win, a sweep of the Tigers, a sweep of the six-game homestand. Again, the team hasn't trailed since last Wednesday. He's 11 starts into his season, Cole Reagan's. Seven quality starts. Today was his fourth scoreless start of the season. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. He has 76 strikeouts in just 62 innings pitched, an ERA of 3.34. Let's go to the phone calls. And Andy and Lee Summit, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Andy, how are you?
Vern, I got one question for you. Okay. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Exactly. I figured you'd like that. So I didn't get to go to the game today, but I was out there quite a bit this weekend, and man, it was just awesome. Everything from Cole Reagan's today all the way down to Michael Garcia having a great weekend.
So did Fermin.
Freddie Fermin hasn't gotten the recognition he deserves, I don't think, this year for how well he's produced in his limited opportunities. But just how lucky are we that we have the best football player in the world and arguably the best young baseball player in the world playing right across the parking lot from each other, man. It is such a blessing to have these guys in our city and have the savvy veteranship of Salvador Perez still being the heartbeat of this team, man. It is just, it's been electric. It's so much fun having a good baseball team in the summer to keep up with. And I just look forward to many more happy radio calls with you. And just excited about this team, Vern. Thank you very much. And I'll listen off here.
Thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate it. Way to shout out Freddie Fermin, who called us up a few nights ago, called up the postgame show. Fermin, by the way, he's hitting .311 when his name's in the starting lineup. 21st start of the season, 12 runs driven in. He's 21 starts, 12 runs scored, 8 runs driven in, an OPS north of .750. Yeah, Freddie Fermin has been outstanding. He extends his hitting streak to 7 games. Michael Garcia extended his hitting streak to 10 games. Boy, what a day for Michael. 2 runs scored, a pair of knocks. He steals a base, goes first to third, makes a great defensive play to help out Cole Reagan's in his only bumpy inning. 2 on with 2 outs, and Spencer Torkelson hits a rocket between Bobby and Michael on the left side of the infield. And Michael calmly stabs it, makes a strong throw to Vinny, and ends that fourth inning. Cole Reagan's took a no-hitter into the sixth inning. Final line, 6 innings of one-hit baseball, 12 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Let's go to Braxton in Grandview. Braxton, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What the hell, Vern? All year I've been saying, we're going to fold. We're going to fold. I'm serious. Back in mid-April, I said the rotation can't keep this up. I've been blessed. We've been blessed. I was out there today. Let's dance, Vern.
I'm with it, man. Let's go.
Second most runs in the AL behind the mighty New York Yankees. John Sherman's investing has paid off. We knew it would. I called you last year, Vern, after that Cardinals game. I said, we're going to be cash cow. We're going to be making a run in the Central. Here we are. We're watching them. We need the Guardians to start losing. And let's dance, Vern. Best division in baseball. The best division in baseball.
I understand, Braxton. Thanks for the phone call. Here's the thing. You don't need Cleveland to lose. You can just beat them. You're going to play them more than a dozen times. They're without Shane Bieber. They're still without Stephen Kwan. They're without Gavin Williams, without Carlos Carrasco. They still keep winning. It's a credit to them. But even if they keep winning, you can handle your business. You can track them down. Look at what you just did to Detroit. Detroit was feeling good. I was talking to my family earlier prior to this series. They were feeling confident. The team came in at .500, thought they could make a statement in Kansas City. The statement now is, holy crap, we're almost 10 games back in the division. Royals are 8 games in front of the Detroit Tigers right now. 5 games in front of the Minnesota Twins. But I love the way you started that phone call. It goes to what I've said before. To me, right now, you're one of three things if you're a Royals fan. You're either confident, confused, or just a classic complainer. Now, what are those three things? I'm confident. I've been confident for a while, but I'm starting to get arrogant. I'm starting to get cocky. We talk about Patrick Mahomes and the confidence that he brings to the fan base. Knowing that the most important thing in the sport, you have the best of that, right? The most important thing in football is a franchise quarterback, and you have the best one. In baseball, to me, the most important thing is a rotation, a defense, and team speed. There's not a team in the sport that has a better combination of those three things. Sure, Seattle and Philly maybe have a better rotation. Okay, maybe Cincinnati runs the bases better. Maybe Toronto saves more runs. But the combination of the three, you have the best. So yeah, I'm confident, a little cocky, maybe arrogant. You've won six in a row. You haven't trailed since Wednesday. And the next time you play, a case can be made the front runner for the American League MVPs on the hill for you. Seth Lugo and his microscopic ERA makes the start coming up on Friday as they open up a seven-game road trip. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go back. 913-586-7610. We go to Tim in Grain Valley. Tim, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Come on, Timmy. Oh, no, Tim.
I'm here.
Okay, we got you. We gave you an extra second there. What do you got for me, buddy? What'd you think of this 8-3 Royals win?
I liked it. It was very exciting. They're playing good ball. I think they'll get the division. I think they can overtake Cleveland. And I'm confident that they will have the highest winning percentage in the division.
That's how you, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Again, it's all in front of you. Appreciate the phone call. 111 games remain this season. You haven't faced Cleveland once. You've taken on Minnesota, or you're going to see Minnesota in their yard coming up on this upcoming road trip. Again, by this time next week, the Royals could be all alone in first place. I don't think they play a quality style of baseball in Cleveland. Honestly, that team reminds me more of the 2014 Royals than this Royals team reminds me of the 2014 Royals. I shudder to say this, but honestly, bring on the 2014 Royals. I've said it. I'll repeat it. It's the great equalizer. It levels all playing fields. Bring on the 2015 Royals. Bring on the Braves from a few years ago. Bring on last year's Astros. It doesn't matter. When you're going Lugo, Reagan, Singer, Waka, Marsh, this defense, this team speed, a back end of the bullpen with MacArthur and Zerpa and Schreiber, I'll go heads up with anyone. I think you should feel the same. Raj in the Ozarks, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Raj, where's your confidence at?
Hey, what a great day at the K, huh?
Oh, my goodness, man. It's been
a great day.
Weather-wise, it was perfect. And you know, just you stared down Tarek Skubal and just handed it to him.
Vern, I got out there in left field about 30 minutes before game time, and Skubal, 6-0, 1.80 ERA. He was feeling his oats, Vern. You could tell when he was warming up out in the outfield in left field there before the game. When it got time to go to the dugout, he put that white towel around his neck and the entourage of Detroit guys, about 20 of them got behind him, and the TV camera probably for Detroit was in front of him. It looked like, Vern, it looked like Tyson versus Holyfield getting ready to walk in the ring at MGM in Las Vegas. And I thought, oh, my gosh, my heart was even racing before the game started. And here comes Cole Reagans out there with a 30-foot cane pole and a juicy night crawler dangling it right in front of him and goes, no, and it's no hitting him. Yeah, what
they
a heavyweight bout.
They couldn't touch him, Raj.
Couldn't touch him. Couldn't touch him. And I'll tell you what, Vern, I enjoyed it so much. This is a good. This is a team. Teams win. I don't care how much talent's on the other side. It's been that way. It doesn't matter what sport you pick. Teams win. And you can tell these guys love playing with each other. So stay together, boys. No matter what happens, keep it up. And I think great things will come. Have love a great it. Night, Vern.
Yeah, you do the same, Raj. Always nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Nelson Velasquez. Nelly called us up a little bit earlier and said as much. Talked about the love that they have for one another. Nelson hit his second home run in the last five games. Nelson also hit two home runs in the first five games of the season. Never mind what happened in the 31 games in between, but he's back. Happy to see Nelly doing what he's here to do, and that is hit bombs. 430-foot leadoff bomb in the fourth inning put the Royals up 3-0. They would go on to win by a final score of 8-3. Royals have at least one extra base hit in every single game this season. All 51 games. No other team in Major League Baseball can say that. In fact, there's only one team in Royals history that can say that. The 1978 Royals, led by the great Whitey Herzog. So if on Friday the Royals hit a double, a triple, or a home run, it's a new franchise mark. 52 straight games with an extra base hit. How about that? 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. It's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. Cole Reagans, his 23rd start with the Royals since coming over in that trade. And I see the text line saying it's the most impactful trade this organization has made since the Wade Davis James Shields trade. Certainly hard to argue that. 23 starts into his Royals tenure, Cole Reagans still has a sub-3 ERA, 2.96. 165 strikeouts in 133 innings. Let's go to Chester in Kansas City. Chester, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. When you hear the words elevation, energy, and electricity, it's just like E equal MC squared, more confidence squared. What do you get from that in the gift of enjoyment? You get a revival. What brings about it to the first dimension? Pitching, defense, team speed. But when some of the offense gathers up, oh, you got a fourth dimension. Never expected them to come up with 8 runs, you know, so many times in a row. You know, you're seeing things playing like they going someplace. They have a destiny out of their dimension. That gives me confidence. When you got a pitcher pitching like an ace, 2 quality pitcher, but one said, I'm going 6, you know, all those innings with what, a one hitter, put pressure on the coach. If they don't get that one hit, it'd be kind of hard pulling him out. I don't care about the pitch count. Those kind of things there gives you confidence in saying, well, hey, we win, you know, we can win the second time in a row a perfect homestand. These things here have a destiny. You can go as far as your winning faith. You've got something that pulls you beyond what you even think that you already have. And that's that revival in what you already have. It takes you to another change level. Somebody called the morning show and put a song on. Now we standing on the dock of the bay, watching the Otis winning Ray. Come rushing in.
Sure.
Don't you know one person is like a drop, but when you get a lot of people enjoying winning, you got an ocean.
Ooh.
Woo! We in a revival. Go to your destiny. God bless you.
Yeah. Right back at you, Chester. Now, Royals have scored 8 runs, at least 8 runs, in 4 straight games. Now, I'm not going to push back. Of course, these guys love playing with one another. I remember Vinny Pasquantino talking about as much last year, prior to the injury, you know, when it was clear that this team stunk. You know, they didn't have the pitching to win last season. But it was Vinny's hope. I'll never forget the conversation outside of the dugout. Yeah, this is awful, but at least we're going through it together. I got to believe that we're going to come out the other side a better unit because of it. And that certainly appears to be the case. But let's not get anything twisted. Let's not get too romantic. This all goes back to pitching. The reason why Vinny and Massey and Michael and Bobby and MJ and the rest are having the time of their lives is because they have pitching. Good, very good, outstanding pitching. Maybe the third best rotation in Major League Baseball. That's where I'd put them right now. Slot them right behind Philly and Seattle. Just imagine, I mean, you know what it's like. You know what it's like driving to the ballpark now. Imagine you're a player. Imagine you're one of these guys that had to show up to the ballpark, and who's pitching tonight? Homer Bailey? What? All right. Who's pitching? Glenn Sparkman. All right. I don't feel great about our chances tonight. Who do we get? Eric Skoglund? All right. Well, I mean, we could go through last year's rotation. You know, Zach Greinke's cute, but I don't know if I really think he's going to stare down Tarek Skubal. You just didn't have the horses last year. I mean, you know how fast you're stepping on the, or how hard you're stepping on the gas pedal now driving to Kauffman Stadium because you think you have a chance to win because of the pitching. So, yes, they all get along, and the, you know, the leaders are leading and all that stuff. But, man, that's just not, let's not goof around here. The reason why everybody's so bubbly is because the pitching is top-notch. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Royals win 8-3. They're now 13 games above 500. It's the best start in franchise history. 51 games in, best start in franchise history. Let's go to Nick in Overland Park. Nick, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Brent. Thanks for taking my call. I was out there today. Love seeing Cole Reagans. You know, deal like he lives in Las Vegas. Question is, though, not a lot to complain about, but depth-wise, if we were to lose somebody, who would hurt us the most? Obviously, Bobby. We'll throw him out of the question, but if we're going to lose, like, Lugo or Garcia or Salvi or Vinny, what would hurt us the most in that scenario?
And I can't say a pitcher?
You can say a pitcher. It would be like Lugo or Garcia or... Which one would hurt the most, starting pitching or one of those top, you know, five guys in order? I don't know. It's a tough call. Lugo's pitching like a superstar, but also Salvi's hitting like a superstar. So I don't really know what would hurt us the worst. For me, instead of backing up, but then who do you think? Tough call.
Salvi's the answer. Salvi's the answer.
Bonus question here. If you were a pitcher, pitch calm-wise, would you call your own pitches? And Rob deserves the raise. I'll take the answer off the air. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. Rob deserves a raise. No doubt. If I was a pitcher, I would call my own pitches. I'm very finicky, you know, when it comes to my pregame and postgame and my game notes and my scorebook. I need everything just perfect. So, yeah, I know what I want to do. Let me just tell you what I want to do. Seth Lugo called up after his most recent start on this homestand. He called into the postgame show, and I brought that up to him. I'm like, you know, I hear so much, so many big leaguers tell me, be where your feet are, you got to be present, one day at a time, one pitch at a time, all that stuff. And I said, Seth, I swear, man, when I'm watching you, you're one or two pitches ahead, aren't you? And he said, yeah, at times, and it always bites me when I am. That's why I gave up a two-run home run tonight, because I was a few pitches ahead. I think Zach Greinke was like that as well. I think a lot of veteran pitchers, guys with years of experience, I know what I'm trying to do. I'm setting up the next pitch by throwing this pitch. So I would like to think I would be a crafty righty. You know, I would be the, I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Nah, I'm no good. I gave you your answer. That's all you're getting. Let's go to Nancy in Riverside. Nancy, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
My God, Vern. I love you so much. You just don't even know. I love hearing you after. And I'm telling you, I am that loud lady at every place I go because I don't have cable. So I have to listen to my old guys, which I love. I love listening to 610. And it's like they go, aren't you that loud lady? And I'm like, yeah, because I don't care if the Royals win or lose. I'm for them, but I am so excited about this year. It just makes me so happy that it's like the end of 13 and 14. I mean, it really, really is. And I couldn't be happier. I love them no matter what. But my God, I can't wait to listen every day. And I appreciate you.
Wow, that's so very nice of you, Nancy. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you this. I appreciate the phone call. Not much longer are you going to be the loud woman in the bar, at the restaurant, wherever you are, taking in the Royals game on television or on radio. Because eventually, soon, I would think, the entire city is going to become that sea of blue that we saw throughout second half of 2014 and throughout 2015, where it was just always permeating in the air. You just stepped outside and you would hear, James Shields is pitching tonight. You open up the window and you could just hear someone talk about, the White Sox are in town for the second of three. Everyone knew who was on the mound, what time first pitch was, who's going well, what the lineup looks like, who's struggling, who you want to go to out of the bullpen, who you're trying to stay away from. It was on the tip of everybody's tongue. And that's what makes baseball great, is that it's everywhere with you. It's in the garage, it's in the backyard, it's on the road trip, it's in your computer, it's right there on your phone. Yeah, if you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, don't forget you can listen to Royals games right on your phone or on your smart speaker just by utilizing the Odyssey app. Pre-game, post-game, and the game. Denny, Ryan, Stu, Jake, it's all there on the Odyssey app or on 610sports.com. Royals win 8-3. We get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Burns Post-Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Fastball laced up the middle, base hit into center field. Frazier's in to score. Garcia races around third. Witt hustles to second. He dives in safely ahead of the throw with a two-run double. The Royals re-extend their lead. It's 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Oh, one correction. That's Jake Eisenberg on the call here on 610 Sports Radio. That wasn't an RBI double. That was an RBI single. And Bobby turned it into, it was a double. He had no business hitting a double there. 102 mile per hour rocket to center field. And Bobby immediately is thinking too. Oh, home, just another extra base hit. Top three in all of Major League Baseball with 28 extra base hits is Bobby Witt Jr. Top three in multi-hit games. He leads all of Major League Baseball in runs scored. He's top three in total bases. He's arguably the best defensive shortstop in the sport. He's the fastest player in the planet as far as baseball players are concerned. His arm is a rocket thrower, and he's as humble as they come. Oh, and he's committed every single day of his 20s to Kansas City. So, you don't need to worry about him leaving anytime soon. Royals win 8-3, a perfect homestand. 6-0, they never trail for a second. Not a second. Haven't trailed since Wednesday in Seattle. They've flown across the country. They're gonna take another flight south. They'll be in Tampa before they trail. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 8-3, the final score. Bobby extends his hitting streak to six games. He's hitting .417 in that stretch. Let's go to Shane in Oak Grove. Shane, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Vern? I'm sorry I didn't know Hal McCray earlier today on the pregame show, but, I was close. I want to give a shout-out to our scouting department. Three trades, Jose Quas for Nelly, Aroldis Chapman, who's not even a Ranger anymore, for Cole, and obviously the James MacArthur trade as well. So huge shout out to that, and huge shout out to our water in our clubhouse, because these guys aren't hitting wall scrapers, they're hitting bombs. 430 plus, 468 last night with Bobby. It's just, it's so fun to watch.
Didn't even mention the John Schreiber trade.
Well, the John Schreiber, yeah, absolutely. A setup man. He's been phenomenal. And I love his fire on the mound.
Heck yeah. No, I'm with you. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate the phone call. Schreiber, another scoreless outing. His ERA is now 1.25. Scoreless in 19 of his 22 appearances. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, longtime listener, first time caller. How we doing?
Oh, I'm great. Doing better now that I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, man.
Where you been, man? Let's go.
Yeah, that confidence is an all-time high. It started, honestly, in the offseason when I saw us sign Witt. That just shows me that they are wanting to win. And I feel like that's the first time that's happened in a long time. And, you know, I was happy to see where we're at. You know, at the beginning of the season, I just wanted to improve, you know, get close to 500. To me, that would have been a win. Then we have this hot start. And I was like, all right, we'll see after the 40-game mark. Here we are, continuing. My dad always said, good pitching stops good hitting. Well, we got good pitching. And my question now is what's our new expectations? You know, I think we can make a deep playoff run. I don't think I'm crazy for thinking that.
Oh, not at all. No. When you have pitching, defense, and team speed like this, Alec Marsh called into the postgame show last night, and I asked him, are you guys talking about playoffs? And he said, no, we're doing it one day at a time, but we're not talking playoffs. We want to bring a title back to the city. So that's what they're thinking in there. If you want to set the expectations for a deep playoff run, you go right ahead. I'm not there. My expectation is, well, I'll put it this way. Barring injury, I don't see how the team falls out of the race. So I think you're there in September. And I think you have what it takes to get to October. What happens when the postseason starts? Who knows? Who knows? You know, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans could single-handedly carry you to the championship. You know how October goes. Two hot pitchers and, you know, Bobby doing his thing. That could carry you a long way. You don't have to be a great team anymore to make it to the postseason. You don't even need to be a good team, really. You could be an average team, get hot in September, and win a World Series. With the additional playoff spots, you know, that's why I continue to stress, maintain through May. Maintain your health and maintain your depth. I mean, what's strange is that whole mantra, the maintain through May, the way this team's playing, man, we might be able to have that mindset throughout the season. Where all you want is just keep doing what you're doing. Pitch your tails off, make the routine play defensively, take the extra 90 feet on the base paths. Because you remember the first week of the season. Shoot, I could date back to December when they signed Lugo and Walk. It was my expectation that this rotation was going to deliver the type of consistency, the type of stability that we haven't seen since 2016. I thought that this rotation would give you a chance to win 70 to 80% of your games. They'd put you in position to win 70 to 80% of your games. But the defense and the team speed and the offense would have to go out there and do it. And, well, they've certainly done it. Royals right now winning 63% of their games. The rotation has given them a chance to win about 95% of their games. By my count, 51 games in, the rotation's given you a chance to win 48 of the first 51 games. Just outstanding. A run differential of plus 72, my friends. I believe, this is again a belief, I can double check it here in a moment, but I believe that's the best run differential through 51 games in Royals franchise history. I think that's better than the 76 team. I'll check on that in a moment, but right now let's go to Michael in Kansas City. Michael, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thank you, Vern.
Yes.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the phone call.
You keep us alive, especially last year. So I have people telling me to cool your jets, cool your engines. I said, were you in Kansas City last year? So I want to shout out to Q. I don't think he gets near the props credit he deserves. I bleed baseball. It's in my blood. I used to read the box scores every day. Know everybody's average. But listen, who saw this coming? Nobody. Nobody. Everybody expects it. Everybody wants it. Everybody hopes for it. But who saw it coming? Nobody.
No.
And at a rate like this, at a status quo like this, even if they were to invert and lose, go on a losing streak, up the exact what they just won, we'd still be fine. We're doing so great. It's incredible.
It is.
So,
it really is.
Can you imagine what August is going to look like?
No, I can't. And honestly, here's the thing, that the only thing that worries me about the month of August, it has nothing to do with the team, Michael, to be quite honest with you. It has to do with, like, our friends and our family and our neighbors, because listening to some, not you, Michael, but listening to some Royals fan, especially after that Seattle series, I'm not 100% sure that the hearts, the blood pressure, the anxiety of some Royals fans is going to be able to withstand August baseball, September baseball, real pressurized baseball. It's going to be fun. I'll enjoy it. Michael, if you're a throwback baseball fan, you'll enjoy it. But some of these Royals fans that vaguely remember 14 and 15, could get a little bumpy for them, no doubt about it. Royals are 19-5 this season when taking on teams with a under 500 record. 913-586-7610. That's also the text line number. Melissa from Leavenworth writes in, Vern, let's go. Confidence is sky high. This team is red hot, and I am here for it all. Signed, Melissa in Leavenworth. Vinny Pasquantino was one of five Royals to drive in a run today as the boys win 8-3. Vinny now with 13 RBI in his last 14 games. How about this from the 913? Vern, follow me here. Seth Lugo starts the All-Star game. Cole Reagans pitches the second inning. Brady Singer pitches the third, and Salvi's behind the dish for all three innings. Well, Salvi's going to be there. You know, barring injury, Salvi's going to be there, Bobby's going to be there, and a pitcher or two are going to be there. The drive with Carrington Harrison is coming up in just a moment, but he was asking me that question yesterday. Over or under 2.5 All-Stars for the Royals? I'm hammering the over. All right, one more. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, send us out in style, buddy.
Hey, man, Vern, thanks for taking my call. You know where my comfort level is. The train is barreling down the tracks, everybody. Jump aboard. And, Vern, the theme this year has been family. They have each other's back. After all the call-in shows, they talk about how close they are. They're family. They pick each other's backs up all the time. They pick each other up. And, you know, I have a theme here for this. Screw the royal family across the pond. We have our own damn royal family here, everybody, in Kansas City. You need to get your tickets for the next homestand because you're missing out. We have the pitchers are the knights of the round table. Hell yeah. Those guys are competitive SOBs, not only on the mound, but against each other. I love it. Cole Reagans, I tip my hat to you. Way to go. And Vern, when I see the similarities of 76, 77, 78, and those damn Yankees, I loathe them. Is it lining up? You see the game.
Well, here's the thing, Big T. Apparently, Rob Breton, not a big fan of the royal family take that you just had. He just ended the show. So, Big T, I think you got to come with something better for the next homestand. Carrington and Rob, it's The Drive. It's coming your way right after this on 610 Sports Radio. I appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you Friday night from Tampa. Take care.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Fastball laced up the middle, base hit into center field. Frazier's in to score. Garcia races around third. Witt hustles to second. He dives in safely ahead of the throw with a two-run double. The Royals re-extend their lead. It's 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Oh, one correction. That's Jake Eisenberg on the call here on 610 Sports Radio. That wasn't an RBI double. That was an RBI single. And Bobby turned it into, I mean, it was a double. He had no business hitting a double there. 102-mile-per-hour rocket to center field. And Bobby immediately is thinking to, oh, home, just another extra base hit. Top three in all of Major League Baseball with 28 extra base hits is Bobby Witt Jr. Top three in multi-hit games. He leads all of Major League Baseball in runs scored. He's top three in total bases. He's arguably the best defensive shortstop in the sport. He's the fastest player in the planet, as far as baseball players are concerned. His arm is a rocket thrower, and he's as humble as they come. Oh, and he's committed every single day of his 20s to Kansas City. So, you don't need to worry about him leaving anytime soon. Royals win 8-3, a perfect homestand. 6-0, they never trail for a second. Not a second. Haven't trailed since Wednesday in Seattle. They've flown across the country. They're gonna take another flight south. They'll be in Tampa before they trail. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 8-3, the final score. Bobby extends his hitting streak to six games. He's hitting .417 in that stretch. Let's go to Shane in Oak Grove. Shane, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Vern? I'm sorry I didn't know Hal McRae earlier today on the pregame show, but, you know, I was close. Anyways, I want to give a shout-out to our scouting department. Three trades, Jose Quas for Nelly, Aroldis Chapman, who's not even a Ranger anymore, for Cole, and obviously the James MacArthur trade as well. So huge shout-out to that, and huge shout-out to our water in our clubhouse, because these guys aren't hitting wall scrapers. They're hitting bombs, 430-plus, 468 last night with Bobby. It's just it's so fun to watch.
Didn't even mention the John Schreiber trade.
Well, the John Schreiber, yeah, absolutely. Set it, man. He's been phenomenal, and I love his fire on the mound.
Heck yeah. No, I'm with you. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate the phone call. Schreiber, another scoreless outing. His ERA is now 1.25. Scoreless in 19 of his 22 appearances. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, longtime listener, first-time caller. How we doing?
Oh, I'm great. Doing better now that I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, man.
Where you been, man? Let's go.
Yeah, that confidence is an all-time high. It started, honestly, in the offseason when I saw us sign Witt. That just shows me that they are wanting to win. And I feel like that's the first time that's happened in a long time. And, you know, I was happy to see where we're at. You know, at the beginning of the season, I just wanted to improve, you know, get close to .500. To me, that would have been a win. Then we have this hot start. And I was like, all right, we'll see after the 40-game mark. Here we are, continuing. My dad always said, good pitching stops good hitting. Well, we got good pitching. And my question now is what's our new expectations? You know, or you know, do we? I think we can make a deep playoff run. I don't think I'm crazy for thinking that.
Oh, not at all. No. When you have pitching, defense, and team speed like this, Alec Marsh called into the postgame show last night, and I asked him, "Are you guys talking about playoffs?" And he said, "No, we're doing it one day at a time. But we're not talking playoffs. We want to bring a title back to the city." So that's what they're thinking in there. If you want to set the expectations for a deep playoff run, you go right ahead. I'm not there. My expectation is, well, I'll put it this way. Barring injury, I don't see how the team falls out of the race. So I think you're there in September. And I think you have what it takes to get to October. What happens when the postseason starts? Who knows? Who knows? You know, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans could single-handedly carry you to the championship. You know how October goes. Two hot pitchers and, you know, Bobby doing his thing. That could carry you a long way. You don't have to be a great team anymore to make it to the postseason. You don't even need to be a good team, really. You could be an average team, get hot in September, and win a World Series. With the additional playoff spots, you know, that's why I continue to stress, maintain through May. Maintain your health and maintain your depth. I mean, what's strange is that whole mantra, the maintain through May, the way this team's playing, man, we might be able to have that mindset throughout the season. Where all you want is just keep doing what you're doing. Pitch your tails off. Make the routine play defensively. Take the extra 90 feet on the base paths. Because you remember the first week of the season. Shoot, I could date back to December when they signed Lugo and Walk. It was my expectation that this rotation was going to deliver the type of consistency, the type of stability that we haven't seen since 2016. I thought that this rotation would give you a chance to win 70 to 80% of your games. They'd put you in position to win 70 to 80% of your games, but the defense and the team speed and the offense would have to go out there and do it. And well, they've certainly done it. Royals right now winning 63% of their games. The rotation has given them a chance to win about 95% of their games. By my count, 51 games in, the rotation's given you a chance to win 48 of the first 51 games. Just outstanding. A run differential of plus 72, my friends. I believe, this is again a belief, I can double check it here in a moment, but I believe that's the best run differential through 51 games in Royals franchise history. I think that's better than the 76 team. I'll check on that in a moment. But right now, let's go to Michael in Kansas City. Michael, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thank you, Vern.
Yes.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the phone call.
You keep us alive, especially last year. So I have people telling me to cool your jets, cool your engines. I said, were you in Kansas City last year? So I want to shout out to Q. I don't think he... it's near the props credit he deserves. I bleed baseball. It's in my blood. I used to read the box scores every day. Know everybody's average. But listen, who saw this coming? Nobody. Nobody. Everybody expects it. Everybody wants it. Everybody hopes for it. But who saw it coming? Nobody.
No.
And at a rate like this, at a status quo like this, even if they were to invert and lose, go on a losing streak, up the exact what they just won, we'd still be fine. We're doing so great. It's incredible.
It is.
So,
it really is.
Can you imagine what August is going to look like?
No, I can't. And honestly, here's the thing, that the only thing that worries me about the month of August, it has nothing to do with the team, Michael, to be quite honest with you. It has to do with, like, our friends and our family and our neighbors, because listening to some, not you, Michael, but listening to some Royals fan, especially after that Seattle series, I'm not 100% sure that the hearts, the blood pressure, the anxiety of some Royals fans is going to be able to withstand August baseball, September baseball, real pressurized baseball. It's going to be fun. I'll enjoy it. Michael, if you're a throwback baseball fan, you'll enjoy it. But some of these Royals fans that vaguely remember 14 and 15, could get a little bumpy for them, no doubt about it. Royals are 19-5 this season when taking on teams with a under 500 record. 913-586-7610. That's also the text line number. Melissa from Leavenworth writes in, Vern, let's go. Confidence is sky high. This team is red hot, and I am here for it all. Signed, Melissa in Leavenworth. Vinny Pasquantino was one of five Royals to drive in a run today as the boys win 8-3. Vinny now with 13 RBI in his last 14 games. How about this from the 913? Vern, follow me here. Seth Lugo starts the All-Star game. Cole Reagans pitches the second inning. Brady Singer pitches the third, and Salvi's behind the dish for all three innings. Well, Salvi's going to be there. You know, barring injury, Salvi's going to be there, Bobby's going to be there, and a pitcher or two are going to be there. The drive with Carrington Harrison is coming up in just a moment, but he was asking me that question yesterday. Over or under 2.5 All-Stars for the Royals? I'm hammering the over. All right, one more. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, send us out in style, buddy.
Hey, man, Vern, thanks for taking my call. You know where my comfort level is. The train is barreling down the tracks, everybody. Jump aboard. And, Vern, the theme this year has been family. They have each other's back. After all the call-in shows, they talk about how close they are to their family. They pick each other's backs up all the time. They pick each other up. And, you know, I have a theme here for this. Screw the royal family across the pond. We have our own damn royal family here, everybody, in Kansas City. You need to get your tickets for the next homestand because you're missing out. We have the pitchers are the knights of the round table. Hell yeah. Those guys are competitive SOBs, not only on the mound, but against each other. I love it. Cole Reagans, I tip my hat to you. Way to go. And Berm, when I see the similarities of 76, 77, 78, and those damn Yankees, I loathe them. Is it lining up? You see the Yankees.
Well, here's the thing, Big T. Apparently, Rob Breton, not a big fan of the royal family take that you just had. He just ended the show. So, Big T, I think you got to come with something better for the next homestand. Carrington and Rob, it's The Drive. It's coming your way right after this on 610 Sports Radio. I appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you Friday night from Tampa. Take care.